Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One of the voices of the Tampa Bay Rays on TV, but you remember him as a Cleveland Indian. You remember him as a member of the great Geneva teams of the, I don't even know, was it the 80s or 90s, somewhere in there. Oh, those great teams, the Wright State teams. Right now he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. His name is Brian Anderson. Hello, B.A.
Hello.
What's happening, B.A.?
I'm not sure if the gentleman, I'm not sure if there was ever great Geneva teams that I was a part of.
Yes.
But
I couldn't remember the nickname all of a sudden.
Eagles.
I'm a diehard nickname guy, and I could not remember Geneva's.
Geneva Eagles. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. I've let you down to start this conversation.
No sweat, buddy.
All right, B.A., just first of all, we've been talking all week, and apparently you've been talking to Dan, too. So, and there have been some – you've got a lot of stuff on your chest about the Browns. So, first, let's start with your recap of last night's game.
You know what? Last night was as close to a must-win, I guess you could say, this early in the season. You know, with what's going on in the division, how the schedule's going to shake out, and trying to stay relevant amidst all the injuries. And so I thought it was a workmanlike effort. Keenum – did his job. D'Ernest Johnson, what a story, he has become with what he's done. You know, I remember when he was down here, 2015, 16, 17, in that range at USF, hearing about him, being down here in Tampa. And to see him be able to go out there and do what he did last night, that was special. And the defense, Myles Garrett, all of it. I mean, I'm sure you guys have recapped everything, but it was necessary, and it was just they needed a win, and they went out and they got it, and I couldn't be more happy for them.
All right, D'Ernest talked about working on the boat down in the Keys there for a while. Are you back in the Browns' boat, my friend? Because I had a feeling you had like your life jacket in your hand.
Oh,
you were standing at the front of the Titanic. You saw the iceberg, and you were going to jump off the ship. Where are you?
Here's what I'll tell you. I will never jump off the ship, but I'm also going to recognize things for what they are. And this team, they're going to be challenged, obviously, within the division. You know, the Bengals are playing out over their skis right now, and Baltimore looks to be, even with all of their injuries, they look to be just, they've got an answer for everything you throw at them. It's kind of crazy what the Ravens are doing. So, the Browns, with all of their injuries, that's the scary part. I mean, that was, going into, early in the week, you were talking about perhaps being without left tackle, right tackle, QB1, RB1, RB2, wide receiver 1, and 2 was shaky.
And FB1, too. FB1 was out, too.
Yeah. I mean, I really have never heard of the team dealing with that in one particular week. And you're like, my gosh, after Arizona just handed it to them and made it look way too easy, you're kind of the realist in me is going, hey, fellas, it's a concern. And so, like I said, I'll never jump off the ship, but you're certainly concerned about Mayfield. You know, that shoulder's not going to get any better. Now you're hearing that he's got the broken humerus to go along with it. So he's never going to be at 100%, and how effective will he be? I mean, can you lean on the running game that heavy all year long? I guess we're going to find out. I mean, that's kind of how they're built. But you're going to need your quarterback to be able to make some plays, and you just hope that he's going to be able to answer the bell.
What'd you think of Case Keenum's performance? You step in and do okay for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I kind of figured that he would. Been chomping at the bit probably to get back out on the field. This is why he was brought here. He's familiar with Stefanski. He's familiar with the offense. So, you thought that he was going to give you a good performance protect the football, you know, so important in these games. And he did just that. Now, is he the long-term answer? I mean, could he go, you know, and do it for the rest of the season? He may be able to. Absolutely. He may have to. I mean, who knows with Baker's health. But I thought that everybody did exactly what they needed to do to win that ball game. That was it. And I'll tell you, it really makes you happy about the culture that the Browns have developed. I think we got a taste of that last year with they finally make the playoffs, and oh my gosh, their coach is not going to be able to go. Are you kidding me? That's so Cleveland. And yet they put together a great performance and won that playoff game without Stefanski being there. So you start to say, hey, you know what? There's something special going on in that building to be able to overcome these obstacles. And you saw it last night too. And that is more thrilling, I think, than anything else, because once the culture gets laid, then all of a sudden people, you bring them into the system, they buy into the system, they become productive players, and you've got a chance to get on a roll for an awful long time. And so that's what I'm happy about, too.
All right, B.A., as a native Clevelander, I have to ask you this question. This is our Twitter question right now, so if you want to go follow us on Twitter, it's at CLE Talking Heads. So here's the deal, and it's only for Cleveland sports fans. B.A., did you or your child ever have a shoulder injury, or did you attend Len Barker's perfect game? You can answer shoulder, Barker's perfect game, or both. Because it appears to me that everyone in Northeast Ohio has either had a shoulder injury or has attended Len Barker's perfect game.
I did have a shoulder injury, and quite a serious one. Actually, when I was with the Indians, I think I was overdoing it a little bit on the weight program. And so even into the playoffs in 97, I
wait,
was
trying to gain with a clubhouse food or?
No, just too much upper body lifting in between starts.
Gotcha.
And by June, July, I wore down and got a real bad case of tendonitis in the back of my shoulder. I actually went on the DL with it and was able to come back and pitch with it through the playoffs in 97. So I was really having to get that baby warmed up and you know get some extra work done on it to be able to go out there and pitch in that postseason run with the shoulder. The Len Barker perfect game, I will tell you, and honestly, you go back and look at the date, I believe it was a Friday night, and I was over at a friend of mine's house, his name's Ronnie Surgeon, and we were over in his basement, and we were having a boxing tournament. And his dad yelled down probably in the sixth, seventh inning and said, boys, you may want to turn on the radio. Len Barker has got a perfect game going. And so we turned on the radio down in the basement and listened to the end of it amidst a boxing tournament.
Wow. I was going to say, I had a weight problem when you were with the Indians, too. Mine was at every restaurant we walked into.
Hey, man, they put us in the nice hotels, and all of a sudden you're surrounded by nice restaurants. It's hard not to splurge.
The important question, were you ahead in the boxing tournament before you turned the game on?
You know, I did okay. Okay. I was going to throw blows, but I didn't have very good defense, so I would take a few in the face, too, pretty solidly. So I was an all-or-nothing type of guy. So I had my moments, but I also got my keister cleaned a few times, too. Hey, by the way, a fun little fact here.
Yes.
With the touchdown catch last night, Johnny Stanton, and maybe you already know this, but do you realize where he started his collegiate career and at what position?
Give us a little bit more because he's on with us in like 8 minutes. Give us more.
Perfect. He went to the University of Nebraska as a quarterback.
And would you evaluate him, please, for us as a quarterback?
I didn't really get a chance to. He had one pass. He was 1 for 1 for 6 yards. Third-string quarterback realized he was not going to be moving up that depth chart, and he transferred to a JUCO, I believe, and then ended up at UNLV as a quarterback, and then ended up getting hurt. And I think his fifth-year senior, you know, type deal, he transitioned and played a little fullback, and then there you go. But he went to Nebraska as a quarterback. I remember that, and that's what's so funny about the Browns. Both of their fullbacks are Nebraska Cornhuskers, which I guess makes sense. You got Janovich, who was a true fullback, and you've got Stanton, who was a quarterback there.
So let me ask you this. Had they kept him as a quarterback at Nebraska, would your fortunes have changed?
They could have. They absolutely could have. I mean, if Scott Frost would not have turned down Joe Burrow, because Joe Burrow was a legacy, by the way. And when he left Ohio State, he wanted to go to Nebraska. His dad played linebacker at Nebraska. And Scott Frost said, no, we're all set at the QB position. Okay. How'd that work out?
Sometimes you have to look at Flounder and let him into the fraternity.
I mean, come on now. Come on now. He was a legacy who wanted to go there, but no. We're good with Adrian Martinez, which, by the way, has he been there for 7 years already? I mean, my God, can we move on from Adrian?
All right, B.A., let me wrap it up just because it's top of the hour here, and I wish we could have talked to you for 2 seconds because I had just laid it in for two, but oh, no, Kevin Stefanski decided he wanted to talk today. What is your level of optimism towards the Browns today moving forward?
Oh, boy, level of optimism. I would say, I mean, I really like what they did last night, but they need to get healthy. They need to get some of their important bodies back and not have to play banged up all year, which you kind of get the feeling that that's what is going to happen. So, I mean, my level of optimism right now would probably be in that 6-7 range just because of the uncertainty around Baker and quite frankly, everybody else at the skill positions. You know, even with People Jones going down last night, I mean, that stinks. Odell in the shoulder. I mean, it's just one thing after the other. So if they were healthy, I'd be sky high. But boy, I would say like 6.5.
All right, I have 10 seconds for this. Can either one of the teams that's down 2-3 in the baseball playoffs come back? Can the Red Sox?
Absolutely. The Dodgers scare me. I don't think the Red Sox can, but the Dodgers are scary. They did it last year to the Braves. They're going to have to do it in Atlanta, but they are more than capable. We saw it last night.
B.A., as always, we love talking to you. I wish we had more time for you today, but unfortunately we don't.
Listen, more important people need to speak their minds, and people in Cleveland need to hear them more than they need to hear me, but thanks for the 15 minutes.
All right, B.A., we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right, boys.
Take it easy, brother.
He is Brian Anderson. He is a super-duper friend of the show. I don't even know. Super to the nth degree friend of the show, and he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.